T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we are back. It's a Tuesday. It's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the fastest hour of the week with Elliot Shore Parks, our Eagles reporter, co-host of Go Birds Radio. And he was just recording the latest Go Birds podcast with James Seltzer. Hi, ESP.
What up? How you guys doing?
And co-host of the ESP? Players Lounge, yes, with Mike Reese and last night Hasan Reddick, which was excellent on my drive home.
Which you can get in the Go Birds feed right now. He was good. It was a good interview. I enjoyed the time with him.
Yeah. Actually, better than I thought it was going to be.
Dude, I mean, we can get into whatever you guys are talking about, but I thought the what really stood out to me last night was we asked him about Nick Sirianni's messaging and like what he remembers. And the first thing he said was dog mentality. He talked about how he thought it related to like his career, and like we make fun of it. But it's clear
they buy into it.
And like the shirts look silly, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, man, they buy into that dog mentality thing that Nick Sirianni is selling.
And that's really all that matters.
It's all that matters. Yeah. It's like last year with the flower thing when people are like, this sounds silly. And then they went out and smacked Detroit around. Like people are into the dog. The players are into it. Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about it last night with Brandon. He brought up dog mentality on his own. But we talked about kind of how that was such a pivotal point in the season and Nick's career where it was like, man, this team's not good. And he's talking about flowers, and they heard him getting clowned, right? Like the team heard him getting clowned, and they responded, kind of like when Doug got the Gatorade dumped on him with all the stuff that was going with Jim Schwartz. But all right, so I mean, what's your main takeaway from what we've seen
through three games?
Whatever you got.
I mean, the team is way better than I thought they were going to be. I know we talked all summer about, you know, well, they win 13 games, Jalen, this, that, like. Wherever anybody fell on the spectrum of this team, it is very clear that they are one of the best teams in the NFL. And at this point, does that mean they'll make the Super Bowl? I don't know. It's tough to make the Super Bowl. The year the Eagles made it, you know, the ball bounces off Keanu Neal. Like, there are things that can happen that can prevent you from making it. But just from an X's and O's perspective, I don't know what the weakness of this team is right now. Right? Through three games, I don't see something where if I'm an opposing coordinator and I'm planning for this Eagles offense, I don't know where you start, because if you shut AJ down, you just saw what Devontae could do. Last year, they went into games saying, let's make the Eagles throw it. Now I think you go into games saying, let's make them run it, right? So I think they're tough to game plan for an offense. And then on defense, you basically just have to hope they miss tackles, because like if the quarterback gets rid of it quickly, then it becomes dinking, dunking, and tackling. So through three games, I don't see a flaw, really, with this roster.
Yeah, I would agree. And I don't know when someone will be good enough to point those flaws out to us. I guarantee you there are things that we are missing by looking at it with the naked eye, that people who get paid millions of dollars that sit around and do nothing but look at film, and they get paid to break down tendencies and find weaknesses, areas of weaknesses, offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, even from a coaching standpoint, to try to gain an advantage. And so this week's test will be Doug Peterson, Mike Caldwell, it's a 3-4 defense they'll be going up against, some pretty good athletes over there. And they'll try to make Jalen do some different things. I tell you what they're not going to do. They're not going to allow Jalen. And I'm talking about the league in general. Because now you've caught everybody's attention. And so everybody that comes up on your schedule, I was saying this yesterday, you're the team that circled.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's overlooking the Philadelphia Eagles. You know what I'm saying? So now you're going to get coaches, they spend more hours to try to find an area of weakness. And I haven't broken down the Tampa Bay film from the playoffs, and I don't know how many of these coaches actually go back to that game.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard to find those things through these first three games, because those coaches didn't do a good job of being able to exploit whatever areas of weakness are there.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I agree with you, there'll be coaches that find something. Look, they're going to be games.
It happens every year.
They're not going to go 17-0.
Yes.
But what the wild card they have is that when you have a quarterback that can create on the fly so easily, even the games where a defense comes in with something, let's say Nick Sirianni and Jalen aren't ready for, Jalen keeping him in the pocket requires like so many players and so much focus that if he gets out of the pocket in a game plan perspective, he can create on the fly like that. And that's why I think his development in the pocket is so huge, because now if a team keeps him in the pocket, the Eagles can still put up over 30 points. I don't think you would have said that last year, right?
But we've only scored 31 this year.
Well, he had over 300 yards and three touchdowns. I mean, their offense can move the ball still from the pocket, right?
Yeah.
But I think now from an opposing defensive perspective, like if you come with a game plan the Eagles aren't ready for, Jalen's ability to create with his legs, I think, offsets that a little bit.
Yeah, I think the fun thing is going to be watching how the Eagles adjust every week.
Mm-hmm.
This is the NFL. He's not the first young, talented player that the NFL has ever seen. The league makes adjustments, and then you have to make adjustments.
Yep. Yeah, and that's on Nick and Shane Steichen as well.
Yeah. But even Jalen, when he's out there on the field, when they're showing you a coverage first and then show you something different, like I'm just saying, you can go through the league of young, talented quarterbacks that get tripped up by defensive coordinators.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they aren't talented. It just means there are going to be things that will be brought to the table, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles react to them. Like you said, the Eagles aren't going 17-0. They're going to lose three or four games, and that's fine. It doesn't mean Jalen's a bad quarterback, the team is bad, or any of that stuff. Doesn't mean any of that stuff. Hell, the Bengals got to the Super Bowl with seven losses last year.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean any of that stuff. The good thing is that we believe in what we're seeing right now. And the more you get tested every week, you have to constantly answer those questions.
Well,
can you play this way every week for four quarters?
And I think what's changed is going into this year, the questions were big picture questions. Can the defense stop anybody? Can Jalen throw the ball? Can Nick coach? Now the criticisms and the way you analyze a team is on a smaller perspective of like, can this team win the Super Bowl? Like in fourth down plays, do we trust Nick to make the right call, right? If there's a game plan that comes out with in the playoffs, do we trust the coaching staff to adjust? Those are different types of questions. But I think in the first 3 weeks, the big picture questions we had about this team have been checked off. Now, it is only three games,
yeah, it's
right?
only three games.
Like, they went 3-0 in 2016, didn't make the playoffs. So, it's not a guarantee, but just I think the big picture questions with how much talent they have, like, it's very different than 2016, obviously.
Sure, of course it is. Right. And you need everybody to stay healthy. Like, you need the guys to keep staying healthy, everybody staying on the same page, continue to progress in the right direction. But they haven't played a tight game yet either. Every game isn't going – you're not going to be able to play with the lead every game.
Yeah.
So how do you play coming from behind? You know, they haven't really had to – according to us, they didn't have to score because they didn't want to score. But if they wanted to in the second half, the last two games, they could have. Well, okay. Well, we'll see.
Let's see when they actually have to score
in the second half and it's a tight game in the fourth quarter. And how does Nick coach – in those moments. That's the other thing we haven't seen a whole lot
of.
And
does that defense look like the same defense when they're on their heels?
These are all the things that we'll get to see throughout the course of the season.
Right, and like situational play calling. So the 4th-and-1 play against Washington didn't really end up mattering, but you could certainly debate if that was the right play call, right? Where he handed it to Zach Pascal.
That was a terrible play call.
Now this isn't, this is execution as well, but I didn't like the decision to hand it to Boston Scott in the end zone that led to the safety. You remember when they were at the one, I would have dropped Jalen back, trust him to get rid of it or throw it to AJ quickly.
Get him on the edge or something.
Right. So I think that there have been some situational play calls that maybe haven't been great. And that's what the rest of the season will be about, to your point. When they fall behind at home, do they come back from that? If they're in the close game in the fourth quarter, what are in those tight games, now it's about not only, trying to lock up a playoff spot clearly, but it's about kind of making everyone believe that in close games against good opponents, they can win on the margins, because that's what it comes down to.
All right, we'll take phone calls, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, let's hear from Mike Reese.
Hey, Eagle fans, the AAA Eagles MVP membership is for you. Get off the bench and become an MVP and immediately become eligible to win tickets. How about passes to exclusive Eagles events? and discounts on Eagles merch. And oh yeah, legendary roadside assistance 24/7 just in case there are any bumps on the road to victory. Right now, new AAA members will score a $20 credit to the Eagles online pro shop. Just go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today.
All right, before we go to the phones, compact answer here. Your expectations have changed. I think anybody that wasn't expecting them to be one of the best teams in the NFL, the expectations have changed. Mm-hmm. What are the expectations now for you, Elliot?
I think the expectation should be to win a playoff game still. Like, I think if they win a playoff game this year, you can still end it and say it's a successful career. I mean, sorry, it's a successful season. But I will say, like, the ceiling is clearly higher. Like, before the year, if you would ask me what their chance of going to the Super Bowl was, I would have said, like, 4%. Now I'm probably, I don't know, 15.
You could see it.
Yeah. But I still think it's winning a playoff game. Like, that's what makes this a successful year.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Brent in Sellersville. Brent, go ahead. How are you, buddy?
Gentlemen, I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Good, Brent.
What's up, Brent?
Mike. Well, so much to say, right? So much to talk about. But first things first, Mr. Ike Reeser.
Yes.
Okay. I was disrespectful to you. You may very well win that 4,000-yard bet. Who knows?
Oh, with Jalen throwing for 4,000.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Forget that, because I thought you were having Ike early. You know, I did. I'm going to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's all right, man. I mean, he's on pace to throw for over 4,000. I know that much. So, yeah, he should be able to hit 4,000 this year.
Dude, he gets 300 and a half. Don't even throw the ball the second half.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. I mean, those are stats. And, honestly, all those stats now is giving more leverage in what salary he demands.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be the guy. I could be wrong, but he doesn't. I hope follows Tom Brady's lead in one regard. I would love to see him humble and competitive enough to say, look, I don't need all of that. Just get me the right personnel.
Yeah, but Tom made that decision like 12 years into his career and a few Super Bowls later. You know, Jalen's working on a second-round salary right now. So
I hear what you're saying, but Tom kept being in Super Bowls and winning them.
Yeah.
That's true.
He was also married to Giselle, you know.
Well, not early. I see what you're saying, Brent. And listen, if Jalen is willing to do that, and that'd be awesome. But I don't think he should be expected to do that.
He's not doing that. No. I mean, he may not. For example, Lamar is holding out for a guaranteed contract, right? Lamar Jackson could have very, very easily taken more than Russell Wilson made, mm-hmm. more than Kyler Murray made, right? But he's saying no. I don't want those contracts, those guys just signed. I want the guaranteed money. Is Jalen willing to – is that his move?
Right.
Right. That, I mean, there are things that could be worrisome if he's not – I mean, he's going to get – if he wants to – I mean, if he doesn't ask for guaranteed money, he's going to get the – he keeps playing like this, he's going to get the next contract that's in line. Right? He's going to get the $45 million a year contract.
Oh, that's coming. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, unless he gets hit by a car on the rest of the year or something, like,
I think
that's coming.
He could tear his ace, knock on wood, God forbid, but I think he's already played well enough that if he were to suffer an injury, he's probably still getting paid
this
offseason.
I don't know about that.
I'm saying he's shown he's improved. He's not getting $45 million, but, like,
well,
the
Eagles don't have to
pay
him next year. Yeah, they don't have to, so they could say
– right.
Go show me you can do it again next year.
Well, but the other part of the contract is, yes, obviously the total money is important and maybe the most important, but the structure of it is just as important. And I mm-hmm. think the Eagles know how to structure contracts where even if Jalen's getting that 45, you know, the cap hit is only,
oh, yeah.
you know. So
yeah, you kick it into the future.
Right. And they already have AJ signed. Like, a lot of their guys are signed. So, I don't think a Jalen Max deal is going to close this team's window.
No, but it does make it harder.
It makes
There's
it harder.
There's no
yes.
way around that. There's no way around having to allocate all that money to one player and that percentage of your salary cap. It takes away from mm-hmm. other areas. It just does. Every team goes through it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how much will it prevent you? Lucky they have those extra first-round draft picks. They need to draft some players. Quickly back on the lack of scoring in the second half. They scored 24 points all in the second quarter.
Yeah.
How much of a concern is that for you moving forward?
So I went back and I looked, and I think they've had, I believe it was 12 second-half possessions, and a few of those they're killing clock. So it was something like 4 out of 12 possessions I deemed a success, whether they scored, they successfully killed the clock. So obviously that's not good, right? I do think when I went back and watched all the second halves, part of it is that they're in running situations. The team knows they're running it. And I think they're not as good of a running team this year. They're averaging, last year they averaged a little over 5 yards a carry. They're at about 4.5 now. So they're not running it as well. And I think in the second half when you're up and you have to run it, that impacts things. But ultimately, to what we were all just talking about, of course it's a concern. Like, they're 27th in the league in second half points. So
yeah, why aren't they running it well, though? This was supposed to be the number one rushing team in football. Mm-hmm. They got the best offensive line in football. They got a dual threat at quarterback. Why aren't they running the ball well?
So I would say two reasons for that. One, I think because they're in situations where they're up big and teams know they're running it. So I think that's a little part of it. But also, I just don't think the blocking has been as good, right? And there's been plays where I've seen Miles where he has a hole to go this way and he goes the other way. So I just think it's poor execution in the running game.
Okay. All right. Sean. Sean's at Baltimore. Sean, go ahead. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? So I just wanted to call in and give a little warning to Eagles fans and myself included. This team is a special team, but we got to be careful not to put expectations on the Super Bowl, because this team is so young and it's such a new talent together and everything. It's hard to all come together and go to the Super Bowl in that first year. So I think we just need to pump the brakes a little, enjoy the season. But if we don't make it to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, we can't look at the season as a failure. If we win a playoff game, it's a success. As long as we got better than last year.
All right, if they have a Baltimore Ravens season where they win 14 games, they get a first-round bye, and they lose in the first round of the draft, there's no way that anybody's going to believe that that's a successful season if they don't win a playoff game.
No,
bottom line, if you have the first seed in a conference, I don't want to hear that you shouldn't be in the Super Bowl. You should be in the Super Bowl. You have home field advantage. You had the best team in the regular season. Because is it conceivable that you're going to lose? Yeah, of course. We see it all the time. But that doesn't mean the expectation shouldn't be.
Yeah, they go 14-3. It's going to be hard to stop believing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I'll understand why people would be excited about that. But the bottom line is, if they go 14-3, they win a playoff game, and then they lose in the conference championship, that is without question a successful season. No doubt about it. Just because you're the number one seed, you can't get knocked out first round, because then next year it's, well, can they win a playoff game, right? Because they would have gone 2 years in the playoffs without winning one. But if they would go 14-3 and they win a playoff game, that's it. The year is a success. Everything from there on out, they could accomplish, but it's gravy on that.
But we went to the title game against the Rams in 2001, and that was deemed a successful season because that wasn't the expectation. From that point on, it was not a successful season if you weren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying with this team.
So this may be the last year where you can say, all right, if you don't make the Super Bowl, all right, we get it. This is a growth season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because last year they didn't win a playoff game. What you guys did, you won too quickly.
Sure.
You went right there. So they lost a playoff game last year. So now it's just you win one, and then you can go into the offseason saying, look, we went 14-3. We won a playoff game. We found a quarterback. There's enough building blocks to believe into going into next season. If you lose one, then it's tough. It's all right, well, you were good in the regular season, but you lost in the playoffs again. And that would be the narrative.
Yeah, because even in 2001, when we were good, we were the 3 seed, I believe. I think the Rams were the 1 and the Bears were the 2 seed. We played wild card weekend, beat Tampa, and then went to beat the Bears as the number 2 seed in Chicago.
And they were an overrated 13-3. They won a lot of close games, and you went up there and you smacked them.
Yeah.
Hugh, literally.
Yeah, Hugh gave, his name, a pile driver.
My college teammate, Jim Miller.
Yeah, Jim Miller.
Jim Miller.
That was a fun game. Is the defense closer to what we've seen the last 2 weeks than what we saw in the first week? How good do you think this defense is?
And that's the funny thing, right? And because it's fun talking about the offense. It just is. It's easier to explain. It's easier for people to digest the information and understand what they're seeing. This defense is about to get scary.
Yeah, they have a lot of talent.
Yeah, this defense is about to get scary.
What you saw in week 1, what I thought the main issue was, they just tackled really poorly.
We said that.
Yeah, and now they're tackling, and I don't know what you do, because if you're an opposing quarterback, you saw Kirk Cousins get rid of it relatively quickly, but as a result, it was hard for them to move it down the field.
Because
Kaiser White was tackling. T.J. Edwards, dude, he might be a Pro Bowler this year, way he's playing, right? So if they're tackling well, it's really hard to move it if you get rid of it quickly. But then the issue is, if you hold on to it too long and the pass rush is winning, now 9 sacks is not going to happen every week, but with what they have on the defensive line.
And with the coverage on the back end.
They might have the best secondary in football, right? So Yeah, they have a ton of talent. I mean, look, even Jordan Davis had two quarterback rushes last week, right?
Like,
yeah,
that's right.
He was his life flashed before his eyes.
Yeah,
dude, it's like an eclipse coming right at him, man. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, look, and again, they're going to play a lot of bad quarterbacks on this schedule. So, you know, talk about expectation. Like, they could be a top five defense.
They really can, especially if Hassan and the rest of that front four starts to.
Yeah,
really win it up front, place, man, yeah. Because the back seven is going to be pretty good.
Do you remember the Eagles'
back seven is pretty good.
Well, the other thing about Hassan Reddick, just real quick, is a big concern and talking point coming into the year is, are they going to drop him too much into coverage, right? In week one in Detroit, since they didn't get a pass rush, it was like, oh, they dropped him too much. Last year in Carolina, he dropped 9% of his snaps. He had double-digit sacks. Through three games, he's dropping 9% of his snaps. So they're using him the exact same way.
The sacks are coming. They'll come.
Yeah, and when you look at 2017, when they were in that soft part of the schedule, when they made their run, they were playing a lot of bad teams, similar to what the Eagles are going to be playing this year, and that's when the defense was flying around. There were turnovers, there were pick sixes, there were fumble recoveries and things like that, and this looks like that kind of a defense again that could be doing that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's the most talented defense they've had, I mean, probably since
ever.
You played.
Just say ever.
Well, I don't want to disrespect. But you
look
at
the
defense.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely not ever, but we get it.
You know, 20 years,
yeah,
something like that.
Not even close to the defenses I played on.
Yeah.
As a backup player, make that clear. This defense is nowhere near it.
Yeah, I could start on this defense.
I could.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's nowhere near it.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll take some phone calls coming up next. Also,
and the D coordinator was a little different back
then.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, I mean, listen, JG, Elliot, I don't know if you know this, it's official. He earned his nickname JG on the Marks and Reese show yesterday.
I mean, look, he earned it last year. You guys were just hesitant to say it, you know? Like,
oh, you're in your glory.
There he goes.
You're in your glory.
Like, I can't take the Jalen victory lap, so I'll hold on to the Gannon one.
Yeah. No, you can take a little Jalen victory trot.
Yeah, a little trot. That's a good way to put it.
Trot, yeah.
Well, so hold on a second. Wade demanded we hold people accountable on Jalen. Isn't Elliot one of the people we should be holding accountable?
Nah. My Jalen history is complicated. Dude, I lost a few hundred dollars to Eskin last year, betting him he would have 30 total touchdowns. So, I've been in and out on him. It's fine.
Yeah, but you're conflicted because you want to be a upstanding reporter and report what you see and this and that and the other. So
it's my job to report the truth.
And you got a little bit of a analyst in you. You know what I mean? So you look at things with a critical eye. We just give you a hard time. I give you a hard time. But I want you to be able to take your victory lap hand in hand with Joe Santalagiglio. Yeah. We'll go hand in hand with him.
Me and Joe always riding together.
Yep.
Yeah,
for better or worse.
215-592-9494. Elliot's thoughts on the Eagles-Jags game as Doug returns this weekend.
Let you sit on the out. We'll let you join in the parade with the guys.
It.
Yeah, you can go in.
Hey, we might all be on a float come February. Little damn. WIP float.
Damn right.
Aww. Yeah.
All right, that's all coming up next. I'm Quinter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What kind of reception do you think you're going to get from the fans?
I don't know. I mean, it could be mixed. I got to get this team here ready to go. And I'm not going to be concerned with that, you know. You hope it's a good one, obviously, for the things you did there. But, you know, I also know that crowd, and they can be a little hostile. And looking forward to that, too.
They booed Santa, right?
Several years ago. No, but, it, understanding that and having been there and worked there, and you just understand that's, hey, even when I was there and – we were winning games or losing games, you were still getting booed. So it's, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, Doug.
Can I take the Santa reporter and stick his head in the toilet and flush it?
Oh, dude, I got hit with that today. I did a show, taped the show for somebody down there in Jacksonville. I think it's going to air either Wednesday or Thursday or something. But he did the whole
booing Santa Claus,
and I was like, listen, man, before we even go on with the interview, like, let's stop with that. Like, that wasn't really Santa Claus. The guy was drunk. He was a Salvation Army guy. Like, let it go. Well, like, let it go. Like
you're officially a Philadelphian.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but the funny thing is, I don't look to do that, but I feel like, and it's funny you say that, John, because I do feel protective of the fan base. So if I'm doing an interview for another sports town or what have you, and they feel like that's the low-hanging fruit they want to go to,
they go to
now, it. Before we start the interview, I have to throw this out here. Like, no, that's not what happened.
Happened over 50 years ago.
Yeah, now
ago,
we
like,
can move
on.
Like, let's move on with something else. And but, yeah, I did this. And Doug kind of walked into that and didn't know how to walk out of that.
I was going
to
say, Doug could have, like, he several years ago makes it sound like it was – you know, like 7 years or 8 years ago.
Right, right.
You know, the funny thing is, it sounds like he doesn't know what type of reaction he's going to get.
Clearly, because he's been asked a couple times about it, and he's been given the, I guess we'll see, because, you know, they blew us when we win or whatever. Doug, you're going to get a shout out.
Which is weird.
Applause.
Doug's going to get a standing ovation.
Yes, he
like,
is.
Like, Doug, shut up, man. You're going to get a standing Sunday. Stop it.
No one's booing Doug.
Who the hell is booing Doug Peterson? For what?
Nobody's booing Doug.
It's a straw man argument. Everyone's like, you know, oh, don't boo Doug. Don't boo Doug. No one's planning on booing
Doug. No one's booing Doug.
They'll probably put a tribute video up
right
there. Like,
and he deserves
if
it.
If anything,
like,
he made a damn tribute video Sunday.
He got fired. That's a difference. I think it's because of the Carson thing back-to-back weeks. Like, you know, like the Carson exit is very different than the Doug.
Completely
exit.
Different. Yes. Completely different.
But
Doug actually won a Super Bowl. So
no, he did. But like, yeah. So he
didn't miss it. He didn't miss the game.
Not yet.
So get ready because there's a conference call tomorrow with Doug and the Philadelphia media. I'm sure you saw 11:40 tomorrow. So we'll have cuts from that. I don't know if we carried or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll be asked about a lot.
Maybe I'll ask him about Santa.
Now, see, I think what most of the media here wants to know is about the departure and his relationship with the organization.
Right.
They're not going to care about fan reaction and all that. This media is smart enough to know.
They know.
Fans aren't going to boo him. Right. They want to know about the ending of this, how that happened.
And Doug's smart enough and has been here long enough to know he's not going to say anything about that. Every question be like, oh, you know, I'm in Jacksonville and now I don't want to talk about that. I had a great relationship with Howie. We did a lot of great things there. He's not going to say anything.
He's a bad liar, though. You got to do your job and trip him up.
But
you know he's a bad liar.
You would have to believe that Doug still harbors resentment with how it ended. And I just don't know if he's that kind of a guy or that's where he is right now. He got a free year making a lot of money after he got let go, and now he's back with the Jaguars.
Well, he earned that by winning the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that, like, was he ticked off with how it ended? Like, maybe, but, like, it doesn't do him any good to still be mad
about
it.
Listen, you're not going to know anyway. Believe me, Doug wants to beat the crap out of the Eagles Sunday. Stop it. Stop it. He wants to beat the crap out of the Eagles Sunday. Just like you would if your company fired you.
Sure.
Like, he's a human. It has nothing to do with how he feels about the city or anything. It's just like me. When I went to Atlanta, right, it doesn't mean I hate the city, I hate the organization, but I'm getting the opportunity to play against the team that just let me leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to get everything that I got in me to get this W. Sorry. Sorry. So Doug wants to win that game, but he's going to be smart enough not to say that throughout the week because he doesn't need to give the Eagles any type of bulletin board material. But you best believe that he wants to win this game. He wants to come back here and win this game.
And I think from the Jaguars' perspective, like we saw in Philadelphia, the players play hard for Doug.
Yes.
Like, you know, he connects.
They want to win for him.
They're going to want. So it's going to be.
You're exactly right.
It's going to be a really tough game for the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that angle.
They're going to play hard for Doug.
Yes, they're going to want to come here and win for him.
That'll be the rallying cry.
Or like Andy when he came here against Chip.
Yep.
Yep.
And Doug won't say at the end of the game they made a mistake. They let me go. He won't do all of that.
They'll just eat some ice cream and head back to Jackson.
Everybody makes mistakes in their lifetimes.
Yeah, he won't do that.
Doug
loves the city, man.
The line's actually down to 6.5 points. What's your early thought into the game?
It started at 7.
Yeah,
at 7.
Okay.
I'm surprised it's a 7-point line. I mean, I think the Jaguars are pretty good. You look, I mean, they've won their last two games, I think, by a combined like 50-something points. They're playing really well. Trevor Lawrence has been playing really well. The defense is good. So, yeah, I think this is a tough spot. I think ultimately I will pick the Eagles just because I think they have a better roster. But I would probably take the Jags with the points from a gambling perspective.
Mm. All right. Let's go to the phones. Bruce in D.C. No, I just like right now I would absolutely take the Eagles. But the fact that the money's moving the line a little bit there suggests that there's,
and it'll,
you know,
probably
some,
keep dropping.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen lines that kind of came down and went back up in the last few weeks. But so far, it seems like people are sliding money towards the Jags. Bruce in D.C. Bruce, go ahead. How are you?
Mark T. Reese, what's going on?
Bruce,
how y'all guys doing today? What's up?
What's up, Bruce?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Doggone OG Wade, man. He stole my thunder. God, Lord, man. I'm telling you. Look, let me tell you something. Because I couldn't get in yesterday, and I was pissed yesterday. When I heard Mad Mike,
that's the only person, yes.
And Chuck from Mount Airy said, and I'm telling you, I was just talking to some other fans. I'm telling you, people are not, that's not going over too well. You know, first of all, and like y'all was going to start, I was going to get on y'all about that too. The next time he comes on there, man, hold his feet to the fire about Jalen, mm-hmm. because this is ridiculous. You know, he's a fraud. I used to like him. But now he's a fraud. He
kissed my ass.
And you don't want to admit that you were wrong. And OG Wade insulting how the man, talking about how the man smiles and he's disrespected. And you mad because the Eagles are winning because you're wrong? Man, get out of here with that stuff. Man,
so who are we talking about, Chuck or Mad Mike right now? I'm not
Mad
both.
Mike. Oh. Mad Mike, yeah. I'm talking about both of them. They're frauds, man. I mean, this team is ascending, you know, and you don't want to admit what you're wrong, you know. I mean, at least with OG Wayne said, yeah, you know what? I was wrong. Admit that you're wrong. It's okay. We're a manic fan base. We always get stuff wrong. But you're going to still stay on your high horse and not get off of that.
See, I didn't hear that. Like I said this earlier, I didn't hear that from Chuck's call yesterday. Maybe I got lost in the Chuck yelling and screaming.
I think Chuck was more or less ignoring what Jalen did.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. He got off. That's exactly what he did.
So we need to specifically question him about his thoughts on Jalen Hurts.
Right.
He didn't say anything about it. He gave him props on every single thing. He talked about all other team members except him.
All right.
Yep. So, I know.
We'll cross examine him, Bruce.
So I just want to get that off my chest. You know.
Okay. Well, listen.
I love the idea.
We hold everybody accountable around here,
including Elliot.
We've lied. Like, we gotta stop saying we hold everyone accountable. We're gonna have cross examinations for 4 hours.
Yep.
Peter and Maple Shade is the only one that we've actually ever held accountable on this show.
Yep.
I love the idea of people just sitting around somewhere being like, "Man, you hear what Mad Mike said on Wednesday?"
Right.
Well, listen, that's tuning true. In at 2, being like, you know, let's see what Chuck has to say today.
Let's see this idiot has to say
exactly. Everyone says they turned it down, but everyone remembers what he says. Yeah,
exactly. There's a good chance we'll hear from these guys before too long that we can cross examine.
No doubt about it. You have to wait till the smoke clears.
Money to do a public cross examination.
Yeah.
You know, a little event.
Oh,
get them going.
There you go. Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, how are you?
What's up, Johnny, baby?
Yoshi!
Right.
Yosh!
Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you.
Yeah, man.
You hear me?
Can you hear us is
Ooh,
the better
boy.
Question.
Oh, you said my name so many daggone times, you confused me, baby. You confused me.
I said it
Come
once. What?
That's that chirp you're listening to, right, man. That Nextel chirp you got, man.
That ain't even right. I'm iPhone all day.
You oh, you know the T-Mobile sidekick?
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Man, remember the chirps?
I'm iPhone. Leave me alone. Anyway, I love y'all anyway. Jackie, baby, E-Man, what's poppin'?
What up?
Hey, man. We need to hold everybody accountable. Elliot, but you my buddy. I'm going to leave you alone.
It's all good, man.
But boy, you just said forget sandals. You were flip-flopping all off season. When they ask you about Minnesota, oh, they're going to lose tonight.
I know. I thought they would lose, man. It was an impressive win. Yeah. I'll admit when I was wrong.
Boy, they pay you to take notes. I don't think they pay you to think. Don't do that. Hey, you know what we need to be watching now? Chris Sims. He needs to be held accountable.
More than anybody.
Oh, yeah, he had him off the top 40.
Yes.
Got Kelly Mine in front of Jalen.
Who got released.
We don't forget nothing.
And you know the funny thing, Yoshi? We've requested Chris Sims. Shaq,
Yoshi said, yeah.
How many times have we requested Chris Sims on the show?
Three or four times.
Right. Like,
he won't come on?
No.
He don't want to face this music.
He doesn't want to face it. He knows what's coming. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Don't hide behind his daddy. Okay,
Phil would have came on. You're right. Phil Sims would have came on, Yoshi.
Probably would have.
Like his daddy. He ain't nowhere like his daddy. But anyway, hey, man, my expectations are still high. You know, I said 13-3. I mean, 13-4. Okay. You know what I mean?
Now what do we got?
You know I said 13.
What do we got? 15?
I'm saying at 13, baby.
All right.
So 13 was with my bucket.
But does a Super Bowl run feel realistic right now? And I know it's after three games, but still.
You know what? What's name? I'm like, everything Ike said earlier in the show, that's basically how I feel. You know, yeah, I would love to go to the Super Bowl, but I'm not looking there yet. My expectations right now is to win every quarter of the season. That's my expectations. My expectations is to dominate this division and take that. My expectation is getting the playoffs, have a first round bye, win that first game, and then what's the thing after that? Man, if we do that, then I'm thinking about Super Bowl. If we do everything I just mentioned, if we finish 13-4, I am saying Super Bowl. Because we're saying, hey, it feels good, but I don't want to get ahead again. I got all my Cowboys family calling me. You're riding that wave, ain't you? Y'all going to the Super Bowl. I was like,
damn right.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Y'all hating. Everybody want to call me now because they beat the Giants last night.
Yeah.
But those are my expectations. I feel good about this team. The thing is with the defense, I think Gannon is more comfortable now. I mean, he knows how with the pieces.
Better players.
It looked like he knows what to do during the game. I mean, that first game, you don't act that first game out because that was preseason game. The second game, the secondary shows you, hey, man, we take the ball from him. We shut down the best receiver in the game, one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Possibly number one.
Yeah.
The second game, we're going to attack this weak line. Carson, make him hold the ball. We're going to get in there and eat that up. I mean, the back end and the front end, what's they doing good? And like Elliot said a little while ago, everybody tackling?
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were giving them dink and dunks with him in the second half of the game on Sunday.
All right, Yoshi, we got to run. Because the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Yoshi was going, man.
VIP treatment at Mark's Jewelers, personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring online, marks-jewelers.com. We'll get right back to the phones, right back to you coming up in a second. But here is...
Okay. I was about to say, I thought I threw it away.
You might have heard this sub before. Here's Ike Reese.
Hey, the new era of Thursday Night Football is here, and it's only on Prime Video. This Thursday, two of the NFL's biggest talents face off when Tyreek Hill and the Miami Dolphins head to the Queen City, Cincinnati, to take on Joe Burrow and the defending AFC champions, the Bengals. Pre-game coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, delivered by Little Caesars, live from Cincinnati. Not an Amazon Prime member? Well, sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. It's the Dolphins and the Bengals only on Prime Video. See Amazon.com/watch TNF for details.
So, Elliot, you're not going Super Bowl yet, which is, like, fine. Listen, there's been three games, so I get it, right? But when you look at the upcoming schedule, and I know not every game is a gimme and it's going to play out the way you think it's going to when you look at it right now, but they have the Jags at home, right? Like, is that a win?
Yeah, I think they're going to win. I think they will win on Sunday.
At the Cardinals, probably a tougher game than we're going to think it is or we think it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, to what you're doing, I agree. Like, there will be games they lose we don't think that they're going to, right? But ultimately, when you look at the remaining schedule, I mean, I don't know, at Dallas, the Packers.
There's not a scheduled loss on there.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, there's two games where I think you would say this is one they could lose.
The Indy game could be tricky. Indy could be playing better by the end.
They're a week-to-week team.
Also, you'd figure Frank Reich, Sirianni, I don't know.
He
knows Sirianni
story.
Well. Yeah, Gannon, he's down there too, if I'm not mistaken.
Revenge game.
That's something to consider. Now, to flip it, they'll probably be playing hard for Nick in that game.
There you go, yeah. I'm just saying, I usually look at the road games. I like all of our home games.
Yeah.
I think we should be pretty much favored in the home games. So some of those road games could be a little tricky. And Indy, you know, Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, but if they tackle like this again, like
– Oh, yeah.
Dude, I mean, if they play like this that they have the first three games –
We do know they're not machines.
That's what I mean, yes. Right? Like, there's going to be games. But the point I'm making is when you just look at what you've seen, there's not one team on the schedule where you go, well, they're not beating that
team.
Right,
like the Packers, which is the 11th game – their 11th game, the Packers even at home, and how they look right now, I think they're gonna look better later on in the season.
Yeah.
I will say this. I like how we're looking. The Cowboys, one of the reasons why I was rooting for the Giants last night, because I want to bury the Cowboys.
That's what I thought last night. Eagles fans should have rooted for the Giants.
That's agreed. Why. Not that I think the Giants are anything special. They're fraudulent 2-1, 3-0 it would have been. They don't fear me. They don't put any fear in me. But I don't need the Cowboys gaining momentum and then Dak,
right.
You know, he's already looking over his shoulder and looking at Cooper Rush out there playing well. He can't wait to get back.
Yeah, that hand's going to heal up a little quicker.
So and they could find a formula to where they can remain in the hunt, which means those games against them will be dogfights. And that defense they have is pretty
legit,
damn good.
Yeah,
well, and also, let's be honest, the Cowboys have owned the Eagles, right?
Yeah, that's other thing,
again,
yes.
When you were playing, it was, what's the next step? Well, we got to beat the Giants.
Yep.
Like, that was it's a big hurdle. I think the Cowboys, maybe not as much as the Giants, but it's a similar
It feel
hurdle.
Like it. Yeah. I mean, when's the last time we've been close? I mean, these have been blowout games against the damn Cowboys.
2019, didn't they win like 17-9?
The one game, the one at the end. Yeah, that one. Other than that.
But, I mean, the Bosby game where they were throwing all over the place and Mark Cooper was running all over. They had nobody playing in their secondary.
Last year, Monday night.
That game was horrendous.
Horrendous.
Yeah, that Monday night game.
That was. I mean, Jalen brought it up when they won after the Vikings game.
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he said, we remember what happened last time we played Monday night.
But, oh, okay.
Something like that, I'm paraphrasing.
But to your point, the Giants are going to be feisty. Like, they're going to be competitive because they're like a good little team that just doesn't
just
have enough talent
good,
right now.
They don't have talent.
The Giants are one of those teams that usually wind up beating themselves.
I mean, look at last year. The Eagles lost to him, but Jalen threw four interceptions.
It was a 3-point game.
Yeah, and they barely lost. If Rager catches the ball at the goal line, they probably win. So the games that they're going to lose, like, it'll have to be because they just play really bad against those teams.
Without a doubt.
So what you're saying is the Eagles' A game can't be beaten? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I don't think the Eagles' A game can be beaten by anybody but the Bills and maybe the Chiefs. Like, those are the two teams where I think if the Eagles play their best game, those are the two teams I think beat them.
That Tampa Bay defense is pretty good.
I know the Chiefs have a resume. I don't know if they're as good this year. Pat Mahomes is.
I just don't know
if he has that. Tyreek Hill scares the hell out of everybody, man. You don't have that anymore.
Yeah, I just think those are two quarterbacks where any given day. I don't know. Look, and I don't want to count him out, but like I don't know if Brady's there anymore.
He definitely
right now
looks
doesn't look good.
Right,
right now doesn't look good.
Team not there.
Well, right. Well, he
both.
The team is not going through a divorce, and the wife is mad at everything.
He doesn't even practice on Wednesdays.
Exactly. Yeah,
no,
the team has been taken off
on
Wednesdays.
He's fine.
He actually did practice on Wednesday. That was
he did.
That was the admirable thing.
That was nice of him to do. Yeah, really send a message about effort there.
Yeah, I think I don't know if that's
he can't get Jalen out of the building. Meanwhile, Tom's showing up to work, and everyone's like. round of applause.
Flip flops and sunglasses.
A hero, Community service award.
What do you make of the Jalen Hurts record against the good quarterbacks? Emmanuel Acho on his FS1 show did it today, where he's 9-1 against the fringe quarterbacks. He's 0-5 against franchise quarterbacks. He's 2-2 against good starters or average starter quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like now you got to let him actually play games to where he needs more games against the franchise quarterbacks. But I mean, it's still part of it.
Yeah, and. Look, that's last year, right? It's not this year. They've only played three games.
Year.
Well, he's 3-0 this year. Oh, but I'm talking about not beating good quarterbacks.
Right.
They haven't played one this year, really.
Right.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, I think it's a bit of revisionist history. But going into that game, I thought they'd lose. But even
up,
the people that thought that they would win said Kirk was a good quarterback.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's going to win the NFC North.
There you go. So I think that counts as a win over.
You're not folding that bet like I folded my Eagles?
No. The only one I've folded is the Raiders.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're totally
Josh cooked. McDaniels, 1-11 in his last.
That's the only one I'm folding on. Yeah, they 0-3, I'm out.
And who they got a tough one this week, too.
Yeah, 0-4.
Yeah.
All right, so we were just talking about, you had actually mentioned when you finally got over the hump of beating the Giants. We have some sound coming up next. Sean Payton. drew a comparison from something that happened with Donovan and one of your teams, Ike,
really?
And what he's watching with Jalen Hurts right now.
So
that's coming up next. Elliot, when I say it's the fastest hour of the week, I really believe it, man.
It's always fun, man.
It's awesome.
Always fun.
Yes, we didn't even yell this week.
Well, you know, the team's 3-0. I don't know what there is to yell about.
We still have a minute. Yeah. We still have a minute. Go.
Worry. The first
go.
Time
oh,
they
no.
lost. Yeah.
I do. I know I wanted to give you your Wentz. You take your Wentz victory lap right now.
I mean, Wentz should retire. Like, let's be honest here. It's over for him, man. It was sad.
Is.
It was honest to God, in the press box, I felt sad watching him play. Like, it's just to what he was in 2017 to what he is now, like, he's made a lot of money. Why do you want to play in that trash stadium? Like, just go live your life somewhere
else. Did you feel sad before or after you started booing him from the press box?
Both, I would say.
All right, were you sad? Or, like when you say you were sad, that evil devil inside of you was also smiling.
Well, I was also, you know, I was smiling thinking about the players' lounge on Monday night. But, you know.
Yeah. I had to tell him yesterday. I'm like, it's not about us. This is
yeah,
about,
exactly.
This is about Hassan Reddick tonight.
I sit down. I'm like, can't wait to talk about Carson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Elliot's ready.
He's ready to dive in.
Alonzo takes Smith right
he's,
off the bat.
He's earned it. He's earned it.
Man,
so, yeah,
Jalen is way better than Carson right now.
He's playing better
oh my
than
God.
Him right
no,
now.
He oh, throws yeah. a way better ball than Carson.
There you go.
It's funny. You waited after three games to say that.
It's facts.
So we'll play the
afterwards. Yeah. After
well,
the
of course.
We'll play the
it's
Sean
the best
Payton.
Time to make a
we'll
point.
Play the Sean Payton sound coming up next. It's really good. Elliot, thank you.
No
appreciate
problem.
It, brother.
Appreciate it.
That wasn't as painful as I thought it was going to be.
That's
you took it. You took it
afterwards.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh God. Pause.
Marks and Race 94 WAP. We reset on the phone lines as well. Coming up 215-592-9494. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, start the NFL Week 4 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance and a bigger payday. Sorry about last night, ladies and gentlemen. None of those parlays hit for me last night. I think Jack had an okay night. But I got one for you Thursday night, Cincinnati versus Miami. How about the running back from Cincinnati, Joe Mixon, to go over in his rushing yards? I'll take the wide receiver. Well, one of the wide receivers from Miami. How about the cheetah, Tyreek Hill, to score a touchdown anytime? And then the other wide receiver, the Waddle man, Jalen Waddle. Let's take his over in receiving yards for that game. So there you go. You got a Joe Mixon over in rushing yards, Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown, and Jalen Waddle to have over his receiving yards. Now, I really like the FanDuel app. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in the FanDuel top-rated sportsbook app. Now, however you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with the no-sweat same-game parlay. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Just sign up with promo code Ike if you don't already have an account. And if you already have an account, then FanDuel, you're set. Just sign in to see what you see what they've got for you. Make every moment more on FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.